Monday evening then, and we are going to speak to some people on the phone now in Amersham. Two people on the phone, both have got guinea pigs with them. Right, who have we got?
I'm Elizabeth, and I've got Charles with me today.
And?
I'm Isabel, and I have Ginger and Sausage with me today.
So basically, lockdown arrived, people didn't know what they were doing really. You got some guinea pigs, which A, is a brilliant thing in the first place, and then you thought you would let the guinea pigs go on an adventure. You've written a book, and now tell us what's happened with the book.
People are being able to buy it.
Okay, and where's the money going that people are spending on the book?
The Blue Cross Charity.
Okay, excellent. And what does that charity do? Does that help guinea pigs?
Yeah.
During lockdown, you thought that the guinea pigs deserved to get a little bit famous, is that right?
We thought they deserved to go on an adventure. We couldn't, so they went to celebrate.
Okay, so tell us all about the adventure that the guinea pigs have gone on. Is it a book that you came up with, Isabel?
No.
Who came up with the idea then?
I thought the first two chapters.
Yeah.
And I wrote them, and they're a bit vague. It just ends the guinea pigs, they get in a flying basket and off on an adventure and pick up Sausage and Ginger on their way. Mm-hmm. But then Isabel came up with where they went in the basket. So
okay.
Most of the book is her idea.
Right.
I started it off.
So you've been writing the book between yourselves by kind of emailing them to each other, have you?
That's right.
Excellent stuff. Okay, amazing. If people would like to find out more, if they want to see pictures of the guinea pigs or get a copy of the book themselves, what do they have to do?
They have to go to the website. It's www.thecraftydodo.co.uk.
Well, do let us know how you're getting on with the second book, because we're obviously back in another lockdown, so maybe you've got some time to write some more chapters, Isabel. In between all the schoolwork, I'm sure. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Famous guinea pigs. Who would have thought it? Okay, anyone, if you would like to tell us a story of something you've been up to during lockdown, we would love to hear from you. 82122, start your text with the word radio. Oh, and if you want to see these famous guinea pigs, by the way, we're going to send a tweet out, @HeartEast. Have a look, have a follow.